We are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin 137. We're starting a new piece here in Ois Ayin. Seder Chamesh Bechinot Shebemochim. The Seder of the five Mochim. Shem Kelim Levushim Tzlomim Mochim Ve'ora. The five sections of the Mochim. I don't know why he calls it Mochim, but the truth of the matter is this is what's the nickname called, the nickname for this is called Tzame. It's called Tzame. It's a Pasuk that's called Tzame. All those who are thirsty, Yovo Lemayim, you should go to the water, or something to that effect. And it's an acronym for what we've just read over here. It's called Kelim Levushim. That's the Kaf and the Lamed. Tzame stands for Tzlomim, and Mem stands for Mochim, and the Aleph stands for Orot. We'll see exactly where do we apply this concept of Kol Tzame. V'shtei b'chinos ne'elamas anosif lehem. And there's also, besides the Kol Tzame process, there is another two b'chinos that we'll speak about in a minute. So here we go. Ois Aleph. Ayin, sorry. Hine. Kasher nimshucho mochim lezun. When we are growing a patsuf, zun is lav davka, this applies to all patsufim, v'chein kol patsufim, that's what he says, v'chein kol patsufim, hem chamisha b'chinot, the way we grow a patsuf is through a system called tzamim, which stands again for kelim levushim tzlamim mochim v'orol. Now, kelim hem guf a patsuf. The kelim that we're referring to is represent the actual patsuf itself, guf of patsuf. Venasu me'akelim, the sheva tachtonot, the chlalot, hen mekeli malchiyot de ben shenishburu ba'olam hanikudim, hen me'akelim de tesha elyonim de ben betesha ve'eser sfirot de mam sheyatzu be'et ha'tikun, ve'akelim nikraim b'chinat otyot. Okay, so again, we're working through a process called Tzame. Called Tzame is represented by the fact that you have Shefa coming from a higher Patsuf into a lower Patsuf, thereby growing the Patsuf. And the easy way to remember what's coming into the Patsuf or the process in all is an acronym called Tzame. Now, we're going to start with the Chaf. The Chaf stands for Kelim. What are the Kelim? Which Kelim are we speaking about? The Kelim from the parts of Elyon, the Kelim from the parts of Tachton. So as well, since we know that every Patsuf had a period of time when it went through a period of Shvira, and then it went through a period of Tikkun. When it was created, it was a premature Kelim. It then broke B'shas Shvira, and then it got rectified, and it became more and better than it was originally. What happened was is there were additional parts that kelim were added to it in order to make it what's called from a keli to grow it from a keli to a paltuf. That's what we call the inyan of kol tzame, meaning as follows. So if we had the actual kelim, which was the malchias de ben, what was added to it was the tesha malchias, tesha spheres of Ben, which were missing from that original Kelim, and also the Eser spheres of Ma were also joined to it in order to reinforce it. So you had a Tzad Ma, Tzad Ben, and then you had the Malchus of Ben, which were the original Malachim that broke. So all that, he says, that is what's referred to by this first letter and the first word called Kelim. Next, Levushim. Levushim em b'chinat ha-netzach ve'hod v'yesod ima ve'aba shebehem mitlabashim ha-mochim be'ed kenisatam beza ki ei efshar leza lekabel lisbol ve'lisbol orot ha-mochim im lo shitmadu tchila v'hitlabashutam betoch nahi de'ima ve'aba. So it's as follows. If I want to make sure that my foot is going to fit into my shoe, what is often the case is that we put a cushion there. It's called a sole. We put a sole inside the shoe, and therefore that will enable that my foot will now be able to comfortably fit into the shoe. Okay? Now, again, it's only a dugma ba'alma. So what I'm trying to relate over here is that the same thing happens when the shefa of the elyon, the path of the elyon is coming down to the path of tafla, needs a cushion as well. You can't have a direct contact of energy of the higher paths of coming into the lower paths, because that would be too strong for it. That's overdosing it, and it will break and shatter. So the process is that you have to have a cushion, and that cushion is called the levushim. The levushim will first come down, and they are, by the way, the levushim or the nai of the Abba Ve'ima, which is the paths of Elio, which will come down, will preempt the shefa, will come down into the paths of the tachton, in order to cushion the shefa will be coming in. There's another type of cushion which is called the tzlamim. The tzlamim hem levush dak nimshach ma'amukim de Abba Ve'ima. This cushion comes from a higher area of Abba Ve'ima, but it also serves as a cushion. She'gam hu malbish la'amukim de zam. לפני שהתלבשו בתוך נאי דה אבא ואימא, ושתי בחינות אלו צלמים ולבושים הם סוד טיפת אב ואם. טיפה חומרית היא סוד לבוש נאי שלהם, וטיפת רוחנית היא סוד הצלם שלהם. So it's as follows. Abba ve'ima, which is the part of Elyon, they want to be mashpia on the part of Tachton, which is the children, right? We do that all the time as parents. We mashpia on our children. Now, the way it's done is that the Patsufim give over what's called two tipim, two drops. Now, the first tipa we spoke about, that is the Levushim. The second tipa is the Tzlamim. Now, where do they come from? The first tipa, is Levushim. It comes from the Nahi. The second tipa, which is the tzlamim, comes from the chabad, from the mochim of Abba Ve'ima. Now shehem levushim, and therefore, what's going to happen is that one tipa is going to go into the other tipa. So the higher tipa of levushim is going to go inside the tipa of tzlamim, and those are what's called the first tipa is called tipas chumritz. That's levushim. And the tipas ruchnit, that is going to be referred to as the tzlamim. Okay, these are just technical things we just have to remember. This is the process of the shefa coming in. Now, the next level on the hierarchy of kol tzame, we spoke about the kelim, we spoke about the levushim, we spoke about the tzlamim, then we speak about the mochim. המוחים המאורות המוחים של זעם שאין נמשך כנשמה תוך הגוף שהוא הכלים לזעם וניתקנו מאורות המוחים לגדלות וניסוצים המוחים לקטנות ומלכיות דבן וצירוף האורות לתשע עליונות דבן ואור לעשר סביעות דמה שלוש בכנות הנעל מוחים צלמים לבושים נקראים סל ממוחים. Okay, that's something else. Now, so what are the מוחים? Mochim are come. I mean, in English, excuse me, we translate this as brains. Where do the brains of Zah come from? The brains of Zah come from Shemayim, meaning from the Eberstein. Technically, we define that as Absag the Ak. There's a zivuk of Absag the Ak, and that will produce what's called the intelligence of Zah, what will be all brought down. Till it finally descends into the Levushim of Abba Ve'ima, and the Levushim and the Mochim will now descend into further into the Levush, into the Tzlamim, first the Mochim come down, they're going to go into the Tzlamim. And then the Mochim and the Tzlamim are all going to go down into the Levushim. Okay, and then the Levushim are going to go into the Kelim. That's the process. Now, all those three that we spoke about so far, again, which are Mochim, Levushim, and Tzlamim, those are all generically called Salmi Amochim. Salmi Amochim. Okay? Vehem b'chinas atagim she'alo otio. So we spoke about the Kelim, which are reference to the actual ois. Every letter is a Kelim. Now, what makes the ois an ois is actually what's inside of it and what's on top of it. So, for example, you have another inyan of what's called the tagim. The tagim is little things that stick out of all the letters, not all the letters. Most of the letters have these little tagim. There is a goes at length to explain what exactly this tagim is all about. So these tagim are represented by the tzlamim, he says. Shlosha, I can read again. Shlosha, bechinas anal, mochim tzlamim levushim, nikraim tzalmei mochim. Vehem bechinot tagim she'alo otiyot. And they are the tagim. Excuse me. Now, shibayim liza, me'aba ve'ima. Veshloshtam hem... Shloshtem lesh lahem sod v'shorish v'shfirat akedim nizat v'bitul v'pagam shalagar shukulam v'abirurim gamkem. Now all of these three that we spoke about, the levushim, slomim, and the kelim, all of them are yesod, they're part and parcel of the kelim of the zat which broke, and the bitul, the pagam, and the gar shukulam v'abirurim gamkem. Let's continue. We're on page kuf lamed chet now. And the Oot, which is the highest of all the levels, right? We spoke about again the Kelim, which is the Kaf, the Lamim, which is the Levushim, the Tzadi, which is the Tzlamim. We spoke about the Mem, which is the Mochim. Now, the finest and highest level is called the Aleph, which is the Oot. That's the in the pasuk called Same. Now, what are these exactly, these orot? Hem nimshachim me'or en sof le'acher hitlabshuto toch ha'svirot chokhma de'adam kadma. This is the heilig, the very, very holy or en sof that we speak about. And that is meluvish in what's called the svirot of chokhma, of Adam Kadmon. And then it's going to go down. V'lechein nikraim or ha'nikudim. And this is referred to as well, it's called the Or Nikudim. Ki Nikudot Bechokhma Kenal. Ki Fishin is by our Od Le'alam Bezat Hashem. Vem Sod is Pashtut V'Gilui Bechinat Elukut Bidlabeshet Toch HaSfirot Le'anhigin Kirtzon Amatzil. Yesh Ba'em Chamesh Dargot V'Nikraim B'Shemot Nefesh Ruach Neshma Chai Echida. So the highest level is going to be called what's called the O and Sof. It has another name as well. The O and Sof is going to go into what's called the O Chochma, and it has another name which is also called O Anikudot, which is parallel to the Chochma. Now all that, the O and Sof, and the O Anikudim, Nikudot, is going to, all going to go again to the Mochim, and then all those are going to go into the Vushim, and all those are going to go into the Tzlamim. And all those are going to go down to the Mochim, to the Kelim of Zah. That's the process. Then he says, the Hem Sod is Pashtut V'Gilu B'Chinat Elokut V'Lav Shvotoch Svirot Nagim. And this is what makes the Pasuk run. This is what we call in our world electricity. Now, electricity makes all things run, right? Or most things run, and that is sort of the neshama which is in all things. And this all and sof is represented by what we call the Naranchi. It has five different parts to it. It's called Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida. From Ika Atikum V'Chiyut Akiyum Shel Mochim Etzlamim Levushim Ekelim Kol Partzufim. So this is the underlying. Element which runs all things. Ki hare b'shem ben shebemochim. Ki hare b'shem ben shebemochim v'chem b'tzlamim b'levushim sheshrosham me'achoraim de'aba ve'ima shenaflu im ha'shever melachim lebiya v'chem b'kelim nizun shekulam ayu shvurim shvira bitul pagam aval ha'orot anaranchi לא נפגם כלל בית השפיעה. כי נסתלקו מתוך המוחים לפני שמתו שבע מלאכים, והם לעולם בסוד בחינת הסיוע הבא מלמעלה מעט הבורא לתקן הצילות. באופן שהמוחים צלמים ולבושים והכילים צריכים תיקור, אבל האור הזה רק יהיה הם שלמים ובאים מלמעלה לתקן הפרסוף. So he's showing us a fundamental difference ben the mochim and it's lamim levushim, that all of those elements of the kol tzame, except for the all, so all four except for the last and highest madrega, all have a problem that they all come from the original primordial shvirim, the breakage. And therefore, each and one of them will need a various tikkun. Except for one to what Masha'enkin, for the Ogod were mistali be'ez ha'shvira, and therefore they never had this problem. V'hine, od yeshnam shnei b'chinot lifnai v'lifnim, hem b'tochen ha'ranchim. ולרוב נעלם כמעט אינה מושגים לנו כלל, ואכן אינה נזכר כלל הכוונות, בכלל הכוונות, בשום שם ורמז כלל. והם או הטעמים, שהוא או הנמשך מן האינסוף. We have higher levels than that. We have what's called all the טעמים. המתלבשים רק בקטר דאדם קדמון, הנקרא בחינת טעמים, which is a higher level to the five levels that we should talk about. כי הטעמים בקטר כנודם, מתלבש, מתפשט אור זה למטה, מלובש בתוך האור הנרנחי. It's going to go inside the נרנחי. We'll summarize in a minute. Let's just finish off the paragraph, the shtickle. ובתוכו מתלבש, ובא האור אינסוף, עצמו בסוד הקו, שהוא מחיה בכל האמיתות, הוא מקור כל ההשפשטות, ההשפעות, וגלויה בתוך הספירות הכלולות כל צמם ואור הטעמים, הוא כדי לגלות יחדיו, ייחודו יתברר בכל העולמות, לתקן עולם במחושתי, והנהיג הבריאה בכל הנבראים כרצונו. אוקיי. Okay. So what? Let's just summarize the process. What has he just said right now? So again, in order to grow a paltsuf, in order to grow it from a vak to a gal, what we need to do is we need to bring down shefa into that paltsuf. Okay, that's poshut. Now, what is the shefa going to look like? And we actually can see this in the Siddur Hashash very clearly. Why I mention Siddur Hashash as opposed to any other Siddur? A lot of the European mukubalim also wrote Sidurim. But you don't see the Naranchi as you do see in the Rashash. Rashash is very particular. Now Shalom writes at length about this, how it's extremely important once you come to the level of Mechavanim and the Kavanas, the Mechavan Naranchi. And that's depicted in the Siddur as opposed to the European Mukbolim, the European Sidurim that they had published. Sidur Arizam. And therefore, Kol Tzame dictates that you should have a set of kelim, you should have levushim, slomim, you should have mochim and orot. Now, above those five levels of lights which are coming down into the patsuf to instill itself, and well, actually the kelim is part and parcel of the ezaz, so it's actually four technically, you have two other high levels which is called oratamim and also the oensof. The Or Tamim is the lower level. And the Or Ensof is what we spoke about beforehand, is that electricity which powers all things, right? The electricity goes through the wires, and the wires go through this, through the light bulb, and so on and so forth. And then finally we get the light. But everything is based on that internal energy. Okay, so let's continue now. Page Kuf Lametet, we're on a new piece called שמות הקודש הנרמזים לכל חמש בחינות הנעל וחיוב לכוון בהם תמיד. And this one I just referred to you actually a minute ago about the חיוב, according to the רשש, how you have to מכוון specifically on the נרנחי, which is crucial in the כוונות. So he says as follows. הנה, בכל פעם שנמשך עם המוחים לזר, every time we mamshich shefa to the zeampim, hem nimshachim kludim shefa b'chinot elu. Or ein sof b'toch or ha'tamim shemeketer de'ak. Ve'or ha'tamim toch or nikudo shebechochma de'ak. Or nikudo b'toch or mochim de'za shem ika v'tesefes ha'orot ma'u ben de'za. במוחים בתוך הצלמים ולבושים שהם טיפות הנמשכות ממוחים ומנעיד אבא ואמא וכלום לא כל בחינת הנעל אין בחינת שפע נשנישפה אלא זה בסוד מוחים והם מתלבשים בתוך הכלים בגוף הדזם. So therefore you just list out the process we said beforehand. Again, you have the Or Ansof going to the Or Tamim. You have the Or Tamim going into the Naranchim, which is the Oro. Then you have the Orot, all those three types of Shefa going into the Mochim. And then all those are going to go into the Tzlavim. And all those are going to go into the Levushim. And all those are going to go down into the Kelim Dizah. Lachem. Tamid kashe yichavim v'amshachat ha-mochim. Therefore, a person, when he thinks about Hashem giving him Shefa, and you're drawing it down, actually, צריך לכוון בחמש ביחונות אלו שהם אורות, מוחים, צלמים, לבושים, כלים, צריך לפרט כמונתו את השמות שלהם יהודים כתבי אריזה. Now, these are not just a theoretical machshava, but rather, when you look into the Siddur Hashat, you'll find that, or actually in the Kitva Arizal, you'll find that there are names to these different types of shefas. There are labels to these shefas, and you have to mechaven on the tzvah of Shem Hashems. אבל שתי בחינות העליונות מהם, שהם אור אין סוף, אור תמים, הבא מן הקטר דאק, לרוב, למה מהם, להם, שום רמז ושום... בשום שם כלל ואין הנזכרות אלא בידיע באלמה ולא שום כוונה פחתיות. Now you have to understand that the two eye levels are way, way, way above us, and therefore we can't even articulate, we never articulate anything in the kavanas, but we can't even think of the articulate in our mind's eye, in our inner self. We can't even articulate in our thoughts. It's so high. Therefore, there's no letters can be attributed to it. Here, לכל בחינה ענה, לכל צמם, יש השמות נרמיז להם, הנרמזים להם, נתבררו בדברי הארי זר כנודע. כי השמות הכלי נתבררו בצחיים, שמות פרק שער ממדל. So if you look at the end of Etz Chaim, not the end Mamish, but towards the end, at the 44th Shar over there, 44th Gate of Understanding over there, you see that the names of the Kelim are actually specified. Yeshlam Shlosha Kelim because Svira, and every Kelim will have three different names attached to it. Shlosha because Svira, Me'ez Svira, Ze'ampin, Ze'azem. ואיזה ספירות הן כבר, והם כאל פנימי, כאל תיכון, כאל חיצון, כאל נזכם. Why three? Because one name will represent the internal part, one will represent the inside part, one will represent the external part of the keli of that particular sphere. And that's going to happen for all 10 spheres. So it gets quite busy on the page. ולכל כלים מהם יש נמשם שם יוחד והמרמז, המרמז אליו. And there's a specific name that it's working with over there. באופן שיש לנו שלוש שמות לכלים כתב, שלוש שמות לכלי חוכמה, שלוש שמות בינה וסון סופון. ושמות לבושים מסלמים, הדקים הבאים מאבא אבימה, כדי להדביש המוחים, יש בהם כמה מיני שמות, המשתנים לפי המקום והזמן ובחינה. Now, when it comes to Levushim and the Tzlamim, they actually change. They're not so standard as we find by the names of the Kelim, the vessels. And as here come a man, I'm going to mention, says the author, I'm going to mention a few of them just for the sake of mentioning them. Here, Amorim v'katnu shemot alevushim em lifami kishemot avochem. When it comes to the Amorim of Katnut, then we find that they're often named like the mochim, like the levushim. So the levushim have the exact same name as the mochim. Them shemot elokim. When you deal with katnus is an inferior state, which is usually depicted by the shem Hashem of elokim. Or shemot akedat, and also is akedat. Shu chiluv shem elokim ba'otiyot shelifnei, and after that is the previous letters to elokim. But it's also dinim, and there is a right down in Dush Pesach that actually it's a lesser form of dinim than the actual word of Elohim, name of Elohim. Ubegadlu, lifami amtzlamim v'lushim em shemot ekim. And gadlu sometimes will find the name of ekim. V'shemot mochim ine alorov mochim dekatnud em shemot Elohim, mochim in gadlu em shemot avaya o ekim. כל אלה שמות אלוקים הם דהוויה או דהקם, פעמים הם שמות פשוטים, פעמים הם שמות מלאים, הכל לפי העינה והמוקם והבשר והבחינה ואין כאן מוקם להריר. So sometimes we find that they're expanded upon the names of the Kelim, and the Mochim, the Levushim, sometimes, no, they're very, very restricted. שמות אור הנרנחים הם שמות עקב הוויה מנוקדים בניקוד עשר ספירות באופן זה. Now when it comes to the lights, the actual light, which is the orot, which is the aleph of the kol tzamim, they are represented by the eke, which is considered to be the or makiv, and the havai, which is considered to be keneged the or panimi. As we know, every or can be subsplit into two parts, the or makiv or panimi, that's represented by eke, which is makiv, and havaya, which is the or panimi. Now the havaya or panimi nikud kamat beketer, and therefore the kamat were representing the sphere of keter. ועקב האביה בניקוד פתר בחוכמה, עקב האביה בניקוד סייר, which is בינה, עקב האביה בניקוד מוצא, שהוא ניקוד שכפי המטבע, המפתה, האות יועד אביה, בדת, also עקב האביה בניקוד סגול, חסד, he's just referring to the different ניקודים and what sphere which is attached to it. So chesed would be segol, and then we have tiferet, which is cholam. We have the chirig, which is in the netzach. We have kubutz in hod. We'll have shuruk in yesod, and then we'll finally have nikud sevakot b'malchut, which is the shvan and the kamatz and the cholam. To represent that particular sphere. So every time when you look in Siddur HaShash, you find the Naranchi, which is the Eke Havayas, you shouldn't get surprised when you find all these different Nekudim, all these different Nekudim just represents this sphere. The Yediyat Klalim, and you should know the Yediyat Klalim, Elu Hem Yesod Gadol Ba'avot Hashem. Ki Tachlit Avodah Hi Letaken Atzilut Al Yedei Amshach Demuchim Vashefer Abayim Nimalem Ein Sof Al Sedim Adrega Nizkarot Veikar Kvida Vepratut Hu Lechaven Tamim Bekol Makom Amshachat Orot Naranchi Bepratut Lamshicham Behiyot Milvushim Mitoch Demuchim Mitzlamim Milvushim Mitkelim Ki Rak Be'em Sa'ut Orot Naranchi Nishem Orot Ein Sof Toch Orot Tamim Limat Veatzilut. So he said, this is the big yesod in all that we do. We always have to concentrate on this process of bringing down the lights. And especially, like I told you originally, now Shalom, the Rosh Hashanah is very particular about the O and so, because you have to realize that everything you do originates from the O and so. לכן או הנרן קרבים בחוכמה דאק עליהם כתיב כולם בחוכמה עשית. Like the pastor says, everything is made with חוכמה. That's why the oil and soft passes through חוכמה, כי הם עיקר התיקון. ועל ידם משיכום למטה oil and soft ולבש בתוך הפנימיות ספירות אל הצילות נקיים כל העולמות בגילו ייחודו בהם ואין עוד מלבדו איהו וחיוב חד בהון. ונעשה הכל אחדות גמור על ידי שהוא תמיר ונעלם אינסוף ברוך הוא. So that's the principle. The reason why we are allowed to see these very heiliger names and the holy names over here, and Ariz was megalit to us, because he was megalit to us really the avodas Hashem of every year that has to do. Every year it has to do what? It has to serve Hashem and realize that in every action there is Hashem there. And that's how it's represented in Siddur. Because we find the Kol Tzamei process showing that to us with our eyes open, that we have the Or Ein-Sof in all our actions. And we are able to cap and to tap into that great, great light, believe it or not. Little us has the a possibility to touch the Ein-Sof. It's an incredible thought. Okay, so we're going to stop it here. Mr. Shem will continue next.